Using my template, location, Hillsburg, Illinois, claimants, Steven Peck, claim number W05791, examination date 1-10-13, adjudicator, Mary Ann, initials B, section G, the claimant is a 39-year-old, left-handed, Caucasian male, seemed reliable, documents reviewed. 1. Non-available for review. Chief complaint, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Ehlers, E-H-L-E-R-S, Donald's syndrome. Chief complaint, history of personal illness. Claimant states, he was diagnosed with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease 9 years ago, and a lesion in the left lung. His last CT scan of the chest was 2 weeks ago. He was told the lesion in the left lung remains the same. He is followed by Dr. John McLean, an oncologist out of Gilbert Clinic. He said he smoked 3 packs a day of cigarettes at his peak. He's been smoking since the age of 10 to 30 years old. He notes shortness of breath, wheezes, chest tightness with exertion. He gets cough fits that last over 5 seconds, worse in the morning and at night. He uses his Albuterol inhaler 4 to 5 times a day. And he has a home lab machine that he uses 3 times a week. He's on 2 liters of oxygen with his CPAP machine for obstructive sleep apnea diagnosed 4 years ago. He states he's compliant with the use of the CPAP machine, yet he still gets tired during the day. He takes 3 to 4 naps during the day that lasts 1 hour. He still snores and stops breathing 41 times. New paragraph. Claimant states he was diagnosed with Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. It affects his illing rate. He notes wounds to his knees who are not ill and is taking about 4 months. The knee hypoflexes. He gets joint hematomas to the knees and elbows. Picking up a gallon of milk, the left wrist separated from the end. He had multiple surgeries, approximately 30, to hold the wrist to the bone. He also notes that the disorder affects his vascular syndrome, or vascular system. He notes he's had chest pains. They average 2 times a day. It can last 10 to 15 minutes. Worse with activities. He was admitted to the emergency room to rule out MI. He had 16 ER visits due to his chest pain and to rule out MI. He notes he's had cortisone injections. And has only made this back pain worse. He states, at 13, he was diagnosed with degenerative joint disease of the lumbar spine. The pain to the lumbar spine is sharp, dull, constant, 8 over 10 intensity. Pain radiates down the left leg to the foot and has with associated numbness. Past medic history as above, past surgical history, appendectomy, cholecystectomy, right knee surgery, left wrist, arm and thumb surgery, hospitalization, lasted 4 days, in the hospital for chest pain at Cottage Hospital, activities of daily living, walking, a few feet, is short of breath, standing 10 minutes, he has pain to the knee, sitting for 20 20 minutes, yes, pencil on the spine. Cooking, yes. Difficulty standing. He also had sitting and standing. Lifting, pulling, and pushing is limited to 5 pounds. Feeding is unlimited. Cleaning takes longer. Bathing, he takes showers. Dressing, he has difficulty with putting his socks on. He doesn't drive or use illicit drugs. Examination, social history, he last worked 2012, November, as a drain cleaner for Bazier Plumbing. Education, for upgrade. Medication, CMED list. Allergies, none. Substances, he smokes occasionally now. He doesn't drink or use illicit drugs. Examination, height 66, weight 19, pulse 72, respiratory 14, blood pressure 122, with 78, so now right 20/30, left 20/20, without glasses. Going to the lungs, include the claim was short of breath with exertion. Going to the extremities, include left wrist, forearm, there was a heel surgical scar. Legs extending from the knee to the feet was tender, swollen, and edematous. The knee was stressed. Going to the musculoskeletal, include hand over elbow, wrist, and going to the musculoskeletal, include hand at L3, L4, flexion, 7 degrees with pain. Impression, from 1, Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, going to history of COPD, 3, degenerative joint disease of the lumbar spine, and a